Hey, it's Juice. Thanks so much for downloading the podcast. We've got a big season ahead and some big news today. We are doing our first live show in almost 2 years. We're going to be on the road at Harlow's downtown Sacramento the night before King season. It's going to be taking place Wednesday, October 23rd, 8 p.m. Deuce and Mo live. It's not just us sitting around doing a podcast. You're going to enjoy it the night before King season. Tickets go on sale October 1st at 10 a.m. You can get them at harlows.com. That's H-A-R-L-O-W-S.com. Or you can get them at the Harlow's box office. We can't wait to see you. October 23rd, Harlow's downtown Sacramento. Bring on the season and enjoy our quick chat with King's big man, Domantas Sabonis. Hanging out with Domantas Sabonis, the star of a new Netflix show. Starting Five. I think this is the 800th interview you've done for this. How you doing, man?
Doing good.
It's so true, though. And he on the red carpet on Monday, whenever that was.
And cameras following you literally all year last year. So let's rewind. Like, what was your first reaction when you were approached? Like, hey, we have this idea. Mm-hmm. We'd love to have you be a part of this Netflix doc. Yeah. Were you like, really? What was your reaction?
So I was approached end of last summer, way before training camp, and they obviously wanted to do this. Obviously, it's Netflix, big production. It wasn't everyone yet. It was just LeBron, me, and someone else, I think it was. And I was like, well, the list already is awesome, so it's obviously an honor to be a part of this. I saw the Formula One show, the tennis show, the quarterback, so obviously I just thought straight away, I was like, okay, this is a great chance to put Sacramento on the map, that's Kings organization. Everything we've done since I got traded, you know, we don't get many national TV games and the whole world's going to see this now, everything we're building. So, you know, that straight away was like, oh yeah, we got to jump on this, even though I'm super scared of all the cameras following me every single day.
Okay. So then with the cameras following you every single day, because I can't imagine that happening to me every single day and what I would actually say or do, or like if I would act normal or not, what did you do and how did you feel about a camera following you every day?
Not good at first. Okay. It was weird. So our first scene actually was just me and my wife, and we were like, wow, what? Awkward.
The lighting.
Everything. I'm like, what is going on? And then kids woke up. Easy. You're full dad mode. Doesn't matter. Like, they're not there. And that's what made the transition super easy, you know? But yeah, cameras, wake up in the morning, in your face, following you in the bathroom. Like, can I film? Like, no, I need some privacy, you know? So with us all year long, you know, came to a lot of practices. Throughout the season, many games, road, basically lived with them.
Yeah, and that's what's crazy because, like, obviously you're used to cameras, like, watching you play every night at practice, but, like, it is different when it's, like, literally at your house.
Yeah.
Like, that's just a whole different level. You mentioned, like, putting Sacramento on the map, but I think, you know, in some ways, too, like, it shows who you are as a person, too, because I feel like, you know, if you're not, like, a hardcore NBA fan, like, people know LeBron and they know Tim. They know who you are as a player, but they don't necessarily know you as a person. You're not, like, on every single commercial every other night. How much do you enjoy that part of it, just being able to kind of show who you are as, like, a father, a husband?
I think it's cool. You know, I mean, people who don't know me, they just see me on the court and they're like, wow, he's crazy, yelling at the refs.
Passionate.
Going at, being vocal.
He's bleeding.
He's maybe, who knows what they think of me, you know, I can't probably say it on camera, but you get to see a side of me that I'm a husband, a father first, you know, and care for the team. It shows what every single player sacrifices, the time and effort you put in, and I think that's something you really get to see behind the curtains. Of course, everyone posts stuff on social media, but that's not even close to what you're going to get.
Right.
This is how you're acting with your parents, your friends, your closest people. They can pick on you. They can embarrass you. You know, it's not a stranger, you know? So, like, you really get to see some fun things.
Was there ever a moment where you're just like, you had to stay cool or something happened and you're just like, oh, mom, that was so embarrassing. Yeah. Or, oh, my gosh, why did we say that?
You know, it just, it came so natural eventually. So it's just like, we're just ourselves, you know? I'm not going to change in front of the people you most love, you know what I mean? So, like, I feel like that's the coolest part of the show, that you're really going to get this raw image.
Is there, like, a specific moment in this documentary that you're looking forward to people being able to see?
I don't know. There's probably a lot. The thing is, they film so much, and only, like, 20% is probably going to get used.
Yeah.
They just need to get all the content, and then they make it work. So I have no idea. You know, I just saw the first two episodes at the premiere. But apart from that, like, I'm going to be a fan, too.
What?
No, I was just thinking it's also cool to just, like, have that footage
Like, yep.
That's really cool.
It's like for later
in life.
Will you get that raw footage even?
Yeah, yeah. So like there's also my dad's a big part of it. You know, there's footage of me and my dad growing up, you know, so like this is going to be footage too, you know. So it's really cool. You see my dad, then me, you know, hopefully Tiger can become a basketball player. So if we can just carry on with that legacy, you know.
That is so cool. Which, by the way, you guys all looked so amazing on the red carpet. But we also noticed that DeMar was there and, you know, the support that you had from Coach and Monty and everyone else. It was so cool to see it all. But like with DeMar, it feels like you guys have even been getting closer, not only on the court, being able to practice at USC or play at USC, but then also on the red carpet. What's that relationship been like?
It's cool. You know, that's something we're going to try to highlight throughout the show. You know, that the Kings, we're all focused on basketball, but off the court, you know, we're also family here. You saw Coach was there, Vivek, Martina, Monty, Wes, everyone. And then DeMar, you know, he just came in. He's a vet. He's there to support me, you know. So it's really cool, you know. It's really cool to see that. And hopefully that's the image we portray, you know, on the show.
What's your excitement level headed in? You know, you have this documentary coming out and then the season's here. Yeah. Like, where are you at right now emotionally?
I'm just excited for the season overall. I'm happy that that's over with. Yes. You know, I got to be done with that. Very excited with my time with DeMar in LA. You know, it just felt natural. So we're very excited. Very high IQ player, very talented, Hall of Fame career. So just to bring that veteran presence to the team, I think everyone's going to get better just by being around him.
Is that what makes you kind of excited? I mean, obviously you're going to be excited going into every season. Like, there's newness. It's the new school year, all the things. But it's like when there are some tweaks that happen too, and especially for someone like you as a high IQ player playing with now another high IQ player, even though there's other guys on the squad already, but you're just adding someone else like that, a vet. I mean, that does that just build a different type of excitement for you just on the floor as a basketball junkie?
Of course, of course. You know, we have a guy who everyone respects in the league, you know, and having him around, you know, I feel like our main issue last year was our mentality. We beat the best teams, lose against the lower seeds the next day.
Don't remind me.
Eventually put us in a situation where we were in the play-in, you know, but if we can lock in, you know, obviously DeMar's not going to let that slide. So he's here for the right reasons. He's here to win. And just having that veteran, you know, that's highly respected throughout the league, I feel like it's going to be a good year.
Yeah, I've been, I'm not done with his book yet. I'm reading it right now. And you're just like, man, this guy's been through a lot in his life. And just to see his basketball journey, the type of person he is, like, we talk so much about what he can do on the court, which obviously we know his resume, can get buckets, get to the line, all that stuff, his playmaking. But I think him as a person, I think it's going to really impact you guys in the locker room.
Yeah, exactly. That's the most thing I was excited about, you know, working out with him. I felt like I learned so much in that week, 2 weeks, you know, just working out, that I'm like, okay, if everyone can just, and he's willing to tell everyone, to teach people. So if everyone just really uses him, hopefully he doesn't get too tired. But you know what I mean? It's definitely going to help us as a team.
Yeah.
The DHO with him, man, that two-man game with you and him is going to be nice, too. You're going to have a lot of different options, which I think is fun. It should be a really exciting year of Kings basketball. I think you guys will be good. The West is stacked, but, I mean, I feel like you got to feel good about your chances.
You know, I mean, the main thing is staying healthy. You know, I feel like that's every team in the West. And, you know, I feel like he's going to fit right in, so we don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, no, I think that's, I mean, what was the stat that we saw with Domas and DeMar?
Well, you guys were both near the top in minutes played last year in the league, and he's played in 93% of the games in his career.
It's insane. Yeah. I mean, that's just like being able to stay healthy. I always say this, please back me up on this if I'm right. Yeah. I always say that it is a skill to be able to stay healthy. Mm-hmm. Am I kind of right on that?
I mean, it definitely is a lot of effort.
You gotta
take care. I mean, guys leave right after the game. Yeah. I mean, you know, you guys sometimes wait for me till 11 midnight. I'm out there and you hurry up and I'm cutting it short because I feel bad for you guys waiting. So, you know, it definitely is effort. You have to put in the effort to stay healthy, extra work in the weight room, you know, keep you all your muscles and joints, whatever it is, to stay working.
Well, I know all Kings fans are excited to see the doc. I guess one last thing for you, Tiger. How's his game coming along? Because you said you want him to play in the NBA. Yeah. Is he practicing a lot?
I don't know if he's been practicing more lighting the beam or actual shots.
You said last year, I think you said that he was like screaming at you before every game, like triple-double, double-double.
Yes, he was.
And is he still going to do that this year? It worked.
I think, I mean, he's been more summer Tiger, so he's been doing a lot of other activities.
Off-season Tiger.
He's like, I want to surf, I want to go to the beach, I want all these things.
He's surfing?
He's trying, he loves
California.
You know, and now that all this stuff happened with the basketball stuff, he's getting back. He never lost it, but he's starting to get back into it. And I know once season starts, he's going to be obsessed again.
Well, we're excited for you and your family. Yeah. And we're excited that cameras won't be following you all season long. And excited for the doc. Yeah. So thank you so much, Domas.
Thank you, guys. Thanks
the one and only Domas Sabonis.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.